Folks, we're looking at one of the best political years you've ever seen in your life next year. We got a U.S. Senate race going on this year. You'll have 10 or 12 candidates in that race. And we got a governor's race that's coming up right after that. So y'all are in store for a great, great political season. There's always political professionals that come in and make money off these campaigns. Well, these new political professionals who run campaigns today are highly paid hired guns. And they go from state to state running U.S. Senate and governor races all over the country. They're a lot like gunslingers of the Wild West. They build a reputation. And just like the gunslingers of the Wild West who would swagger into a bar of a new town and haughtily soak in their deference and respect to fear, these modern-day political hired guns waltz into a state demanding huge fees to elect the candidate who has hired them for that year's campaign. They bring with them their team of pollsters, speech writers, and ad men, and of course, their reputation for success and meanness. They must be mean in today's political world. The hired gun must be feared not only for his success and number of victories, but he also must have a collection of scalps. He must be renowned for negative ads and attacking and destroying the opposition. Because, folks, negative ads succeed and usually go hand in hand with success because they generally work. These hired guns will usually find somebody or some entity to create fear and hatred against. In political terms, it's called finding the boogeyman and running against him. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, before the days these political handlers, our greatest Alabama politicians, knew this theory instinctively. George Wallace created the greatest Southern boogeyman, the race issue. He ran against integration, and then, when that issue subsided, and more importantly, after African Americans began voting, he made pointy-headed liberals his boogeyman. He proudly proclaimed, "If one of those long-haired, pointy-headed liberals lay down in front of my car, he'd be run over them." And Wallace's followers nationwide ate it up. And when he said those liberal intellectual elitists out there in Berkeley couldn't even park their bicycles straight, they loved that. Big Jim Folsom used to soak the rich philosophy, the same way that Huey Long did in Louisiana. Big Jim ran against the big mules of Birmingham, declaring that he was a little man's big friend, and he would defend them against the greedy giant corporate got rocks of Birmingham. For decades, Republicans have played the liberal card as though the word generically captures everything evil and corrupt in politics and threatens the Southern way of life. Quite a few years now, Barack Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton have been the biggest boogeymen, or should we say boogeywomen, in the country, especially among Southern Republicans. Hillary Clinton overtook Ted Kennedy a few years ago as the most liberal and hated Democrat in Washington by most Republicans. However, over the past few years, fiery Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi has been a lightning rod for Republicans to bash. Of course, Obama is the most vilified. You know, these political gunslingers think they're all geniuses by creating a boogeyman for voters to hate. But our smart politicians like George Wallace and Big Jim Folsom knew inherently how to create a boogeyman 60 years ago. Thank y'all for listening.